Hi, good afternoon. Today is 17th of February of 2021. I'm John David and I am 14 years old. And in this podcast, I will talk about the difference between books, films, and video games when a specific story can be told. Well, do you like to read books or watch a movie or play video games when a specific story can be told? Yes, I will talk about the difference of all this. In the books, literature works this way. Writers put their ideas into words aiming to get the reader's attention by drawing him or her into the story. Writers usually describe places, scenes, and feelings using the senses. They write dialogues that give hints about the character's personality, and they worry about writing the next text in a fluid way using a two-sentence paragraphs and chapters. The story is told in the third person, which the author describes the subject to the audience. For example, when you are reading a specific story, a famous story, for example Sherlock Holmes, you may look that the book is the third person. Some books are the third person, yes. And now I will talk about the films. In films, the story is told through images, and it may have two words or not. Audiovisual experiences is the most interesting part of this expression. While in literature, the writer has got to read pages to understand what is going on, the film can tell the same thing in seconds, or even with one image. The conversation between two characters can be enriched by the expressions and body language in film. The audience observes the subject, which is the third person. An example of movie is Avengers Endgame. Okay. The characters or the actors use some expressions and actions to create an emotion for the movie. Except when Tony Stark died, the actors had made a lot of emotions, and probably have to train to do this. Yes, I don't know, I know I'm not visible, I have so many information about actors, but maybe we can do this. No, I'm sorry. Now we're talking about the games. In video games, video games are interactive and promote a 3D experience. This interaction promotes a motivational and emotional environment, since the player has the role of the game. The experience is all created by the player, not from someone else's point of view. In the game, the audience is the subject, which is the first person. An example of game is Call of Duty or Battlefield or Super Mario Galaxy or Sonic or God of War or Zelda the Gay or Ghost of Tsushima or Alien Isolation and etc. Well, this was my first podcast just speaking in English, but I have to increase my learning English. So maybe I could make more podcasts about English or another information, just like biology or physical, chemical, math, story, geography, maybe. Or religious podcasts, or some information about the life, okay? So, if you heard my podcast until here, thank you, and have a nice day. Good afternoon, and have a nice day, and bye-bye.